Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Sitka's largest cold storage facility got started amidst a sea of scandal. In April of 1913, Juneau newspapers announced the intent of Klopek Fish Company to build a cold storage plant at Sitka's waterfront. By May, the account ledger noted the owner as the International Fish Company of Tacoma, and by June, it changed again to Booth Fisheries Company, the company that would own and operate the plant until 1930. Just 2 years before, in 1911, three of the largest fish companies on the Pacific coast merged in Seattle with the expressed intention of controlling the fresh halibut trade. By 1914, a federal grand jury indicted those companies, along with their subsidiaries under the Sherman Antitrust Law. The alleged halibut trust, as it came to be known, included Booth, Klopek, and the International Fish Company of Tacoma, the companies listed as the owners of Sitka's cold storage plant in 1913. In 1918, the halibut trust was finally hooked. The courts forced the dissolution of the merger and issued fines, but by that time, Sitka's cold storage plant was well established. The plant had received its first shipment of halibut on September 1, 1913, weighing 75,000 pounds. And by 1920, the plant froze 75,000 pounds of sablefish, 200 pounds of salmon, 750,000 pounds of bait herring, and a whopping 2 million pounds of halibut. The plant, which stood near the present site of the Totem Square Inn, had a wharf driven out to deep water. Gondola cars ran on a set of narrow-gauge railroad tracks that stretched from the end of the wharf into the building and clear on to Catlian Street. Boats delivering halibut to the wharf hoisted fish to the gondolas with cargo nets. Men used sheer brute force to push the gondolas into the fish house, which was no small feat when a full ton of halibut filled the cars. Workers weighed the halibut whole, then beheaded the fish with machetes and washed them in the fish house. The refrigeration system, located on the street side of the plant, froze 400-pound blocks of ice in brine tanks. A crusher prepared the ice for delivery, and a chute transported it to a gondola car. Workers pushed the car down the wharf to a tapered, flat wooden chute hoisted in place. The tapered end went into the hold of a boat, and workmen shoveled the ice onto the chute. The amount of ice that made it into the boat depended on the strength of the wind on any given day. Booth Fisheries suffered during the Great Depression when the price for red king salmon dropped as low as 2 cents per pound. Booth sold many of its assets, including its Sitka facility. Sitka businessman W.P. Mills, along with a dozen local shareholders, joined forces to purchase the plant, and in 1931, Sitka Cold Storage began operations. The company expanded, and by 1935 was freezing 1.5 million pounds of salmon and 1,250 terses, or gallons, of mild cured salmon a year. A small supply department started by Booth grew to become the largest store in town. Sitka Cold Storage operated successfully for 42 years. Sadly, on July 7, 1973, a fire ravaged the plant, leaving $2 million in damage and human heartache, and 150 tons of rotting fish gone from the landscape, but not from the hearts or memories of Sitkans. In an industry largely controlled by big businesses in distant cities like Seattle, San Francisco, and Chicago, the Sitka Cold Storage managed to carve out a piece of the pie as an Alaskan business run by Alaskans. This Sitka History Minute was sponsored by the Alaska Historical Society's Historic Canneries Initiative. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.